Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into something pretty big in the online world, mobile-first indexing. You shared this great article examining mobile-first indexing and search engine optimization, and it really gets into it. Our mission is basically to break down what this means for online businesses, for SEO, and, you know, for anyone wanting to stay informed.
Absolutely. And it's more than just a little tweak Google made. It fundamentally changes how they see websites, which, well, has big knock-on effects for e-commerce.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Mobile-first indexing. Mm. What does that actually mean in simple terms?
So put simply, Google now, like, prioritizes the mobile version of your website when it decides how to rank it in search results.
Right.
So if your mobile site isn't as complete or, you know, as easy to use as your desktop one,
yeah,
maybe it's missing content, your overall ranking could actually drop, even if someone's searching on a computer. Google essentially sees your mobile site as the main version now.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, everyone's glued to their phones anyway. The article also mentioned this connects to voice search. How does that work?
Yeah, that's a really interesting link. Mobile-first indexing kind of paves the way for more voice interaction. Think about if you're asking your phone for information or even trying to buy something, just using your voice.
Uh-huh.
That mobile experience has to be super smooth. Your site needs to be structured so voice commands can actually find the right stuff. It's less about just matching keywords and more about understanding how people actually talk.
So like asking a full question instead of typing two words.
Precisely. Instead of running shoes, you might ask, what are good waterproof running shoes for trails?
Right.
Your mobile site needs that kind of detail, maybe in product descriptions or like FAQ sections to answer those conversational queries.
Okay. And building on that mobile idea, Google seems to be pushing for a smoother buying process too, right? This cross-device payment thing.
Yeah, exactly. They want to make buying stuff online really seamless. Like one click, doesn't matter if you're on your computer, phone, or using voice. They're merging Google Wallet and Android Pay into this unified system. It's PWA-enabled progressive web apps, which make websites feel more like apps.
Wow.
And this really puts them head-to-head with Amazon, you know, Amazon Prime and even Apple with iTunes and their services. They're aiming for that easy integrated experience.
It definitely sounds like they're building their own ecosystem similar to Amazon. The article brought up Google Express and Google Shopping here.
Yes, by tying those together, Google lets you buy things directly using your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
They've got partnerships with big retailers for things like same-day shipping, automatic billing. It's a direct challenge to Prime.
So what does that mean for smaller online shops if these partnered sponsored listings dominate voice results?
That's the big question, isn't it? It could get harder for businesses without those big partnerships to get noticed, especially in voice search, where you might only get one or two results read out. Visibility becomes a real challenge.
So traditional SEO might not cut it alone anymore. And visuals are becoming more important too. Something about image recognition.
Yeah, that's another angle. Google's getting better at using images, like recommending similar products based on a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So how your products look on your mobile site matters even more. It's not just text. The visual appeal is key when someone's scrolling.
Okay, interesting. Now, shifting gears a bit, analytics. How does tracking change with all this mobile-first stuff?
Well, it can get a bit more complex. You're dealing with data that isn't always tied to a simple static web page URL like it used to be.
Right.
But the upside is you might get richer data on how things like instant apps or native apps are performing. It probably means a bigger focus on app analytics and connecting the dots between different mobile interactions.
So pulling it all together, for someone listening, maybe running an online store, what's the main takeaway regarding their web design?
The crucial thing is, your mobile site isn't an afterthought anymore. It is the main thing. It needs to be designed mobile first, not just mobile friendly. That's essential to match how Google sees the web now.
And marketing strategies need to adapt too.
Absolutely. Your whole approach needs to think about this voice-driven, visual, mobile world. It's not just about the website tech. It's how you reach people.
Okay, so let's recap quickly. Mobile-first indexing. Google prioritizes your mobile site. Voice search is changing e-commerce. Google's building this unified payment system competing with Amazon. Businesses really need to nail their mobile presence. And tracking user behavior is evolving.
That sums it up well. And it's all moving fast. So, you know, staying updated and flexible is key.
Definitely. So here's a final thought for everyone listening. As voice search gets more common, how do you think your own shopping habits might change? And what new hurdles or maybe opportunities does that create for businesses trying to reach you just through sound? Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.